Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is a football Thursday. Welcome into Evan and Tiki. It's Jets-Patriots night. We'll get to it. Will Aaron Judge win another MVP? We'll get to that later on as well. And Dan Campbell and Tiki Barber may no longer be friends. We'll find out why later on, but Rich Ackerman just had some beautiful words about Larry Brooks, and it's so true. I never met him, but growing up in this town, there are writers whose words are so big and they teach you so much. And when I think of hockey in this town, I do think of Larry, and we lost him the other day. So condolences to his family. He is one of those writers that you look at and you read him, and it felt like you knew him, even if you didn't know him. And he probably taught me more about hockey than anybody else, which, look, I'm no expert on hockey, but reading him every morning growing up and even in this business, that's a legend. So yeah, condolences to his family.
Which you need great journalists for, because you learn about the sports you don't know.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Now, let's get to the New York Jets. Do you remember, Teak, at the beginning of the season, Aaron Glenn was asked a really good question, which was, what's a successful season? And those are very, very tough to kind of answer. And Aaron had a thought-provoking answer. For those that forgot, here's what Aaron Glenn said before the season in terms of what would make a successful season.
What to you would define a successful season?
What would define a successful season? I want to be a team to where the fans will look up and say, we're proud of that team. And if they say that, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because within that, I know that wins will come.
Well, Aaron, you are 2-7. Yes, you're on a two-game winning streak, but your record is 2-7. The New York Jets are not going to the postseason. They're not even going to be on that in the hunt graphic that I was hoping for. But maybe I'm being delusional because it's game day. Maybe I'm being too emotional because it's game day. If you can go to Foxborough, if you could stick it to Mike Vrabel and Drake May and Bob Kraft and all those incredibly obnoxious Boston fans who don't deserve this. They do not deserve a turnaround as quickly as they're getting, but they're getting it. And they're a wonderful organization. But Aaron, I hope you're listening. If you could stick it to those bastards up in Foxborough tonight, if you can shock the freaking world because you're 13-point underdogs and you can beat the New England Patriots, I can't speak for every Jet fan out there, though they can speak for themselves, 888-808-1019. I speak for myself when I say this, I'll be damn proud. You want to make me proud, Aaron Glenn? Beat the Patriots on a Thursday night in Foxborough, and I'll be proud.
Of course you'll be proud. You'll be happy. You'll be thrilled. You think you got something. You think that the plan that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji and the staff has put together is actually starting to work. Because real quickly, the New England Patriots got good again. And so much of that is because of coaching. And we give Mike Vrabel so much credit for the success of the New England Patriots and the continued growth of Drake May and everything else. Nobody thought they had a roster that could be atop the NFC, the AFC East, or we one of the best teams in the AFC. So coaching must have had a played a part in that. And when the Jets hired Aaron Glenn, that's what they wanted. They wanted a coach who was going to make the good players there better and the average players there good. And we kind of see it, not fully, and I think most of it is because of the quarterback that we're kind of hung up on right now. But this is a chance for Aaron Glenn to show the rest of the league and those that are evaluating him that, hell, he's a good coach.
Damn right.
That's what it comes down to. When you win games that you are not close to being a favorite in, then you must be a good coach. That's what it comes down to for Aaron Glenn tonight.
And it will show that this team is moving in the right direction. Look, right. They started the year 0-7, and there were real conversations on this radio station or amongst Jet fans about firing Aaron Glenn after 1 year. Mm. That was a real conversation. And they've won two in a row, and I get how they've done it. I mean, what they did last week against an awful Cleveland Brown team was have an incredible special teams day. Have a historical special teams day.
It's a team sport, man.
Damn right. Run the football incredibly well.
Right.
And they were, in ways, fortunate to defeat the Cleveland Browns. But they did. They pulled it off. They won a football game. And I said this earlier this week. I didn't even care how. And so I look at the Patriots, and they're having a wonderful season. They're 8-2. But I'd argue that their record is better than the actual talent on their roster. As you even said, this is about coaching. This is about Mike Vrabel taking a decently rostered team and bringing it to a level in which I bet you the people in Boston think they're Super Bowl contenders. Mm. So I want to see some of that. And it doesn't mean the Jets have to run the table. It doesn't mean they actually have to get to the in-the-hunt graphic, though I'd like it. But how about you stick it to these guys? Because talent-wise, they're good. I don't know how much better they actually are than the New York Jets, and that's even after trading Quinn Williams and Sauce Gardner. So to back up Aaron Glenn's words of making us proud, and here's the thing. I'm sure there are Jet fans right now listening to my voice saying, oh, shut up, Evan. Even if they win, who cares? At 3-7, they suck. You know what? I think you're all liars because I think you hate the Patriots. I think deep down every Jet fan hates the Patriots, especially if you're a little bit younger, if you're my age. The Dolphins haven't done a damn thing to us. They've sucked for a million years. They're the most overrated franchise in the world. It's the Patriots we hate. And to see the Patriots, who had this incredibly annoying dynastic run that never ended, it finally ends, and within a half a decade, they're back to being this good?
Yeah.
We hate them.
Yeah, well, context matters, too. You have to keep this. You can't not look at this. You can't. They've beaten the Miami Dolphins, the Carolina Panthers, the Bills, which was a good win, obviously. Division game, so maybe the emotion was there. But that notwithstanding, the New Orleans Saints, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, and the Atlanta Falcons. The big wins that they've had were the Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, but those are big wins.
Of course they are.
I mean, I can't.
But they also
it.
Had two losses that you scratch your head. How the heck you lose to the Raiders and then you lose to the Steelers?
No,
so, like, when we think about this team, obviously their record speaks for itself, and Drake May is having an MVP season. That is fact. You can't put it any other way. He's completing 70%+ of his passes, and his touchdown interception ratio. It's just he's having a great season. But they've also won the games that they're supposed to win.
And that's a big part of being good.
100%.
A big part of being good is beating the teams on your schedule. You know, I thought like 2 weeks ago, I probably would have said the same thing about New England, which is that they're a bunch of bullies, that it's fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
But that win against Tampa was damn impressive.
Without a doubt.
That's the on the road against the Buccaneer team. That was the win where I'm like, all right, you know, maybe they are that good.
And you ran it down their throat. That was what made it interesting to me, because the Bucs are a good team. They fight. And it felt like they could never get within a puncher's chance of winning that game.
And that's why winning tonight's game would mean so much. They're a team that we hate. They're a fan base we hate. They're a franchise we hate. And this would go a long way to making you feel Aaron Glenn does know what he's doing, that the Jets are trending in the right direction. And the other thing that really impressed me last week, and maybe I'm making too much of it, but Beningo agreed with me, so I guess we think the same way sometimes, which is after you trade Sauce Gardner and after you trade Quinnen Williams, there could easily be a letdown in that locker room. I mean, you made a big deal of that over the last couple of years with the Giants, where we would talk about trading a Saquon Barkley, and you're like, Evan, think about what that does to the locker room. And I'm like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Probably right. So I assume trading Sauce and trading Quinnen could have had that same effect on the Jet room, and it didn't happen. Now, I get it. It was the Cleveland Browns. Trust me, I get who the opponent was, but they responded. And a win tonight on the road against a division rival, a team that's 8-2, would go so long a ways into making me and many others, whether they want to admit it right now or not, into really fully believing that we may have a coach.
Yeah, when we talk about the teams that started 0-4 earlier, we did this 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, Kyle Shanahan's, the 49ers, you talk about the Cincinnati Bengals when Zach Taylor's first couple of years, they were 0-11 before they finally got a win. In a couple of years, it obviously transferred and then got into the Super Bowl. But like at some point, If your mantras or your culture is going to take hold, it's got to happen. It's not just, oh, well, we'll get them next year. Like, at some point, it has to take hold. And this is the, for me, when I look at this game for the Jets, this is that opportunity. This is for us outside of it to start believing what you're preaching inside of this thing. And that everything that you've said was going to happen is finally starting to happen. We've seen it in two games, across the bye week, obviously. But if they do it again, then you really believe. Then you start, forget the record. It's just, I believe that what Aaron Glenn has been saying all season, all offseason long, is actually starting to translate into these guys' minds.
And a small part of what gives me hope is actually something Sean has said a lot throughout this season. Whenever we make picks on Thursday night, usually not involving a local team, Sean will bring up the short week factor and how we see a lot of weird crap on Thursday night. We just do. You've said it all year, right? Bang, bang.
It's just a weird day to play a game.
Yep. Saw it last week, too.
Absolutely. It's a short turnaround. It's just odd. Guys are used to having the recovery time. They don't have the same recovery time. It's quick in game planning and preparing for the next opponent. So that weirdness would lead me to hope that the Jets can make this a game tonight.
Right. As long as you're healthy and your mind is right and you're not distracted by the rivalry in the division, of course you could. But every time I think about Thursday night games, I don't know how I would have done it if I was playing, especially at the end of my career. Because you play on Sunday, I wouldn't feel good until Wednesday. Mm. Wednesday's a travel day. You know what I mean? So I don't think I would have practiced leading up to a Thursday game. Because you usually have Monday and Tuesday to recover, Tuesday being an off day. Wednesday, you're installing. And then, you know, Thursday, you're installing again. Friday's a lazy day. You know, Saturday, you travel. It's so crunched.
Yeah.
I don't know how guys do this. I really don't.
Well, and a part of that is something I'm kind of worried about with tonight, where I think the way they're going to have to upset the New England Patriots is going to have to be a little different than the way they've won football games. Because, I don't think Breece Hall is going to be able to dominate on the ground like we saw last week against Cleveland.
Right.
He is coming off a short week. You just described how you would feel playing a Thursday night game. Breece Hall is the modern-day Tiki Barber in terms of
touches.
In terms of what I need him to do if my team is going to win a football game. And so the quarterback's going to have to make plays. And one of the issues has been Justin Fields really hasn't done that. I was reading a stat earlier today from Jets X Factor that Justin Fields has thrown for 1,143 yards. It is the fewest by an opening week starter through 8 starts since Jamarcus Russell in 2009. That is alarming.
Wow.
And it's also, they're not asking him to do a lot. But in a game like this, they're going to have to ask him to do a lot.
Right.
They're not. I mean, the Patriots have been the best team in the league against the run. I don't think Breece Hall is just going to be able to shove it down their throats. They're going to need the quarterback to make a play or two. And it makes you wonder, is Tyrod Taylor going to be quick off that bench if we don't see an effective Justin Fields in the first half?
That would be hard.
Why? He hasn't even named the starting quarterback.
He hasn't?
Of course he has. No, he hasn't. Still hasn't named the starting quarterback.
Did they ask yesterday?
Not yesterday, but a few days ago, he began his press conference by saying, I'm not going to answer who the quarterback is.
And so then he doesn't talk again until he didn't talk again.
He has not revealed a starting quarterback. Huh. Now, we are surmising it's Justin Fields. There's one little piece of evidence that it is Justin Fields, and that is yesterday during player availability, Justin Fields spoke to the media and not Tyrod Taylor. So, yeah, I think we're all logically assuming it's Justin Fields, and it will be Justin Fields. I'm merely saying, because of what it's going to take to win this game, and because of what Tyrod Taylor is very good at, and because we've seen a lot of bad at times from Justin Fields, and because we have seen Aaron Glenn make a quarterback change, it's not like he hasn't yet, would we see him do it here early if Justin Fields is struggling? You got to win the football game, so I'm all for it. I'm all for doing whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, but I don't see that. That gets really hard. And so unless Justin Fields is just so abysmally bad and just not like disinterested bad, then I don't think you can do that. Because Justin Fields also has had moments this season where he's looked exceptional. And he also has a athletic ability that I guess Tyrod does as well, but not nearly the same. That could also mitigate him not being able to throw the ball down the field, so to speak. So I think it would take a lot for Justin Fields to get benched in this game. Because, the win is important, but it's not worth creating a quarterback controversy with 8 games to go.
He's already created it. He doesn't announce who the starter is. This is the perfect climate to go back and forth with a quarterback.
But to me, this just feels like it's a big joke. It's a big joke that he just keep perpetuating.
You know what I actually think it is? And I forget who told me this. Somebody texted me this the other day saying, hey, do you think this is possible with Aaron Glenn? That the reason Aaron Glenn doesn't reveal the starting quarterback is that he's superstitious. Is that go back 3 weeks to the Cincinnati game.
That's actually
wouldn't announce a starter. And it was likely because Tyrod Taylor was banged up and also because it was on the heels of Woody Johnson's comments, right? And so he doesn't announce a starter. It turns out to be Justin Fields. And then the following week does the same thing, right? After the bye.
Yeah.
Now the Jets win again. Same thing. He has not announced the starter, and they've won two in a row while he doesn't announce a starter. So it could be as simple as Aaron Glenn, like the rest of us, is superstitious.
That's interesting.
And doesn't want to deviate from the thing that's worked over the last couple of weeks.
All right. So, I look, if that's the case, I need to hear him say it at some point.
Well, no one's asked him that. That's the problem.
I know, but I need to hear him say it at some point. Then we'll be like, that was clever. That was good.
I ask my fellow Jet fan, do you agree with me? Is this the kind of night in Foxborough that would make you proud of the Jet season? I know they'd still be 3-7, a long way to go, but a three-game winning streak, a win against the Patriots as a 13-point underdog? I'm answering Aaron Glenn's question. He wants to make Jet fans proud? It'd make me damn proud to stick it to them tonight in Foxborough, Mass. We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Jets, Patriots, on a Thursday night. A chance for the Jets to win three in a row, and a chance for Aaron Glenn to make us as Jet fans proud. I respect the Patriots. I think what they did last week against Tampa Bay was very impressive. One of our loyal listeners and callers, J.R. in Somerville, sent me a message in which he writes, enough coddling of New England. They don't play a game west of the Mississippi. New Orleans is a couple of blocks east of the Mississippi. And they don't go to Europe. How about attacking Roger Goodell for the easiest travel schedule in damn near history of the league instead of trying to sell the NFL app for him? I think the NFL app is amazing. In fact, I will sell it again. Tonight's different because the Jet game will be local. Like anytime
So you don't have to necessarily go to Amazon.
You don't have to go to Amazon, but if you go to the NFL app and all of your credentials are logged in, you could technically watch the Jet game or any game that's on. So, sorry, I'm still going to sell the NFL app. Look, the Patriots are playing the schedule that they were given. Has it been mostly soft? Absolutely. But they still went to Buffalo and beat the Bills, and that could be the difference between the Bills winning the AFC East and the Patriots winning the AFC East, and certainly what they did last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was damn impressive, too.
Right.
And quite frankly, I don't care about the Patriots' resume. What I care about is the Jets continuing this little momentum they've built around the bye and taking it to a blood rival in New England. Win that football game. Stick it to them. I can't stand these people. I've been in this building. I'll never forget that Monday night in December of 2010. 45-3, we got our asses kicked. And if that wasn't bad enough, the gremlins that live there harassed us, Tiki, the entire night.
Of course they did. Why would they not? It's a rival, and they dominated you. And look, most people think the same thing is going to happen. Most people believe that the Jets are going to get walked and stomped.
45-3?
Something like that. They believe that that's going to happen. But we're going to see a character game from the Jets today. What are you made of? Obviously, you got weaker because you traded away two of your best defensive players against an offense that has been clicking on every single positive cylinder this year in New England. Granted, it's obviously the schedule is weak, but still. And this Jet offense is not for Breece Hall. What the hell is it? So how can anybody with a rational mind go think that the Jets have a chance in this game? That's why what you're saying is fan emotion.
Well, I mean,
it's fan positivity. It is, I'm going to believe against all evidence to the contrary that my team has a chance.
Listen, we've been on the air now for 28 minutes. I don't think I've ever uttered the Jets are going to win tonight. I've uttered this would qualify as making me proud. He wants us to be proud as Jet fans. Win this football game as a 13-point underdog against a blood rival on a Thursday night. You want to do that? I'm so sick and tired of being embarrassed on primetime. How many
points.
Times have they been embarrassed in primetime? They played the Patriots years ago in primetime. That was the famous I See Ghost game. They played the Patriots in primetime a decade ago, and it was the butt fumble. Like, I'm sick of it. That 45-3 game that I talked about on a Monday night where me and Beningo and Ernie Acosta went, that was a Monday night. Embarrassed in primetime. How about we stick it to them? How about we embarrass them in primetime?
Was Seeing Ghost primetime also?
Yes. Yeah. It's another primetime game. And the worst part about the I See Ghost game, Tommy may be one of the few that remember this, is that Joe and I picked the Jets confidently to win the game that night.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in thinking good things would happen. And not only did they get their asses kicked,
right,
but we got the icy ghosts.
I'm seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
I'm seeing ghosts. That was in the first quarter, second quarter?
I think it was early.
It was early.
Meanwhile, the Voice is now one of the legitimate MVP candidates in the NFL.
100%. They have a legit 8-2 record right now.
They certainly do. Now let's get to your calls. We'll get to Tom Thibodeau, Mike Brown, coming up at about 2:50. And what happened last night at Madison Square Garden, how he's getting a little bit of a, what's it called, a pass. Mm. But let's get to your calls. Mike is in Westchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Evan, I'm right with you, man. Let's beat some Patriot butt tonight. You know, I can't stand this team. I would be so happy and proud if they did beat them tonight. That this little win streak, they may have some momentum. They have the special teams. They have Will freaking McDonald.
That's right.
In the backfield.
Will bleeping McDonald. Look, special teams, which really buoyed them to that victory against Cleveland, that's how you pull off an upset like this.
Yeah.
You know, Tiki said it, everything would point to the Patriots being the far better team and rolling the Jets up. There are two things that have to happen tonight for the Jets to pull off the upset. Not that they need a kick return and a punt return for a touchdown, but they need to make a play on special teams. And number two, how about this? How about this crazy thing? And I know this is going to sound nuts. I may need a drug test for even saying this on the air. Maybe the Jets can force a turnover.
I knew you were going to say that. And it's the one thing that the Patriots don't do regularly and that the Jets just don't give.
They do not give it at all. They have forced one turnover this entire season, and they have not had an interception all year. And you know what?
That's almost impossible.
I know! It's almost bad luck. But I'll make you this prediction. First interception's coming tonight. It's coming tonight.
Who? Do we have a player?
I don't have a player. I don't have a situation.
Make a wager if you have a feeling. If you have a gut, Sean's got some cash.
Is that
exactly
a hole in his pocket?
Evan, you can't make that proclamation and not at least give us a player.
Because I honestly don't know. I have no idea. You know what? Screw it. I got the guy. Linebacker Quincy Williams. Mm. He got benched a week ago, won his job back, is playing with a chip on his shoulder. So I'm going with a Quincy Williams interception. First interception by a Jet player will come from the linebacker, Q, the other Q. Let's go to Jody in Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, Jody.
Hey, guys. Nobody's hate meter for the Patriots is greater than mine. It doesn't exist. That being said, I fully expect my heart to be ripped out of my chest tonight. But, Evan, let me ask a quick question. What is your most hated team of all the sports? Your team you hate the most, and Tiki, one for you is, does it matter that a lot of these Jets don't feel the rivalry that I do and Evan does? Does it matter to them? I'll hang up and listen.
That's a good question. I don't think so, because the intensity of the fan base, once you get on the field, is when you start to feel it. Right? And like, I grew up a Redskins fan, so coming to New York and the Giant Eagle rivalry wasn't a big deal until you get into Vet Stadium, which was a piece of you know what, and they're MFing you to death and threatening you and talking about your parents and your kid. Like, it was bad. Like, that's when you started to feel the rivalry. Then you go someplace else, say, I don't know, Arizona, and people don't care. And so you could tell who the rivals were by the reaction. And Arizona, because they were in the NFC East.
Right, yeah, of course.
It wasn't a rivalry, and nobody cared. So you feel it once you actually go on the road to that visiting fan base.
I would prefer not to answer Jody's question on what team I hate the most, because it's not the answer that Jody's looking for. And it's not the answer anyone's looking for. Because the answer to the team I hate the most resides in our very own city. Let's go Knicks. So why would we have this argument around this fight? That is the correct answer, the New York Knicks. But if the question was reworded to what team not in this city do you hate the most? Let's go Knicks. It's very close between the Philadelphia Phillies,
right,
the New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, and the Atlanta Braves. Those are the big four. And I wrestle with it. And I think right now, because I think the moods change based on what's going on, I think the mood right now would point me to the Philadelphia Phillies. That'd be my answer. But if the Jets and Patriots can both become good at the same time, like if you asked me this in 2010, even though the Met-Philly rivalry was still kicking, it was the Patriots.
Right.
Tom Brady was there.
Right.
Bill Belichick was there. They beat us 45-3 on a Monday night. I had stuff thrown at me. But I think those are the big four. Alan's in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Your show always makes my commute in wonderful. So thank you.
Appreciate it. What's up?
I have three comments. So one is about tonight's game, and I'm not a Jets fan. I'm not even a New Yorker. I live here. But I think the Jets win tonight. I have a weird feeling. Last year they beat the Eagles in a similar way. I just think they win this game tonight. I can't explain why other than just something feels right about it.
I love it. I've got no reasons. I just think it's going to happen. I think the easiest non-reason you could give is that Thursday night football makes no sense.
Right.
No, it really doesn't. And there's a mixed view on if we should even have it. You made the comments earlier about how difficult it would be to play in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen it throughout this season. We don't get the best football on Thursday night, and sometimes we get weird results. And there's no question, based on the results of the first 10 games of this season, or 9 games of this season for the Jets, the Patriots are far better.
Right.
They're far better in every aspect. But football, footballs. And we see it every week. And so that's probably the best evidence you could come up with besides diving into football reasons, because most football reasons would point to the Patriots easily.
Yeah, the only thing that would help you from a Jet standpoint is, wait, who's out? Oh, Butte's out in this game, right? Oh, okay, Austin Hooper's out in this game. So guess we have a little advantage, but then...
Do they? They still have better wide receivers.
Everybody else.
Stephon Diggs is still playing.
I was going to say, everybody else is stepping up and playing great football.
You know what scares me the most in terms of that side of the ball is stopping the run. Because that is an area of this Jet defense that I wonder if they're going to be able to do that tonight. And the Patriots starting to run the football better. We saw it last week against Tampa.
Yeah, but that was mostly a couple of big runs.
Well, a couple of big runs can make a big difference.
No, you're right. Just you got to be technically sound. I mean, he lost a lot of yards in this game. 1 yard runs, -4 yard runs. But he popped two, one for 30-something, one for 50-something. So that's how you make a huge. No, the last one was 69 yards.
Nice.
I mean,
and they don't have the guy Vrabel's falling in love with, this Terrell Jennings. Looks like he's not going to play.
Yeah, exactly.
I realize that the kids like to move their hands like they're juggling and start laughing when they hear two numbers connected like 6-7, right?
Yep.
And we, as immature adults, like to just say the word nice when 6-9 is connected. I mean, we're both immature, even if the meanings are very, 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 very different. Bill on Long Island. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Appreciate it.
Three quick comments. Evan, I'm your psychiatrist, and I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
If you think the Jets will win tonight, how long have you had these delusions of fantasy?
Well, first of all, did I say the Jets are going to win tonight? I said they would make me proud if they won tonight. I'm answering Aaron Glenn's question. But as a Jet fan, do I honestly think they're going to win tonight? Do I honestly think they're going to win tonight? Kind of.
Really? So obviously they're covering.
Nah, honestly, I think sometimes with a short week, I have a tough time registering things in my brain. Every part of me as a fan tells me that this will be embarrassing because that's what happens on primetime to the New York Jets. But it's football, and it's a weird sport, and I want to believe.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. Like, as a fan, you really, really want to believe. And even making this a game. Now, I'm not going to say this tomorrow afternoon. I can promise you this. Jets lose a heartbreaker 27-24. I think I've shown you. I'm not going to come on and say, well, we battled and we kept it close.
Right.
You're not taking
the moral victory.
No, I'm not. But I think right now at 2:38 in the afternoon, a couple of hours before kickoff, I can easily say, hey, I would take that. Because it would make me proud. All right, we were in the game. But I know that at 11:15, I'm going to mother bleep everybody if they don't win. So I think that's one of those easy things to say at 2:40.
I cannot believe we're already back at a place here in New York where everything has stayed the same with our locals, and we're already back in the post-Belichick era. Do, man, can the Jets just make this a game with
the
Patriots?
I know, the Patriots.
It's insane that we're here again.
The last 2 years, it was, we can beat them.
Right.
We should beat them.
And you know what makes it even more insane, Sean? And this is my own issue. When the schedules came out and during the preseason, when we were game planning the football season, I said numerous times, they better beat the Patriots. Because in my mind, coming into the year, the Jets and the Patriots were not separated by that much.
No.
And they truly weren't. And yet, here we are 11 weeks later, and they couldn't be separated by any more.
Right.
And a lot of that is a testament to Mike Vrabel and Drake May and the season he's had. But back in August, this was a game you looked at and said, hey, they better win one of these games or both of these games. And here we are saying, boy, I'd just love to be competitive. It's amazing how much has changed between September to now in regards to the Patriots and the Jets.
Right, but two of their top offensive scorers, playmakers, are out of this game. So maybe it's even.
And guess who's out for the Jets? Their number one playmaker in Garrett Wilson.
That's a good point.
I mean, we can't ignore
that's
that.
That's a great point.
Just ask Chris Cimini. He'll tell you. Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Jets don't have a chance in hell to win tonight. Not a chance. I don't know what, but not to make it so.
Can't really hear you. The only thing I heard was the Jets have no chance to win
right.
tonight.
Right.
That was the only words I made out. Let's go to John in Massbeth. What's up, John?
How's it going, fellas?
What's up, John?
So this past weekend, Christian McCaffrey joined an elite club of running backs where they got 7,000 yards on the ground and 5,000 yards receiving.
Yep.
One of them is Marshall Faulk. Other one is a guy who broke Tiki's heart as a kid, Marcus Allen.
Yep.
Obviously, Christian McCaffrey. And the fourth one is, I forgot his name. Tiki, do you know who it is?
Of course I do.
Okay.
It's only three of us. Guess what? None of those guys had 1,000 yards of special teams.
Damn right. You tell
okay. me. How about that?
So anyways, I just want to point out that, you know, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and this is proof why, you know, it's even more proof why you know, were such a versatile back, and, you know, you played in an era where it was just other running backs that seemed to kind of overshadow you, like Marshall Faulk and Tomlinson mm-hmm. and Bettis and Terrell Davis and Curtis, my favorite Martin, you know, but these riders got to get their you-know-what together and do the right thing.
Well, I think
and hopefully someday your brother's knocking on your door.
I hope so.
Good news.
I hope so, John. It's going to take an evolution of the evaluation. That's what it was come down to. It's now for this generation. You're expected to be a receiver and a runner at the same time. You're not going to get nearly as many carries, but you're expected to. Back in my era, they discounted it.
A part of what makes John and Maspeth special is his versatility. A year ago, around this time, he was driving past Citi Field, making calls to the radio station and videos, screaming at Juan Soto for leaving the Bronx.
Well, he's not worried about Cody Bellinger going.
That's right.
That's why.
A year later, he's making intellectual phone calls on a Friday about Tiki's Hall of Fame career.
It's Thursday.
What? It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday night football.
Oh, that's right.
It's because it's football day. You feel like it's Friday.
I know. It's so weird. I get so confused about that.
Right.
Thank you, John, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Norwalk. Hey, Tim.
Friday Night Lights.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This in our life. Evan and Tiki, I think it's third time, long time. Really good to talk to you guys. Appreciate I almost it. Feel like the Jets are in a playoff game tonight. And just like Don Henley, because I know you like your music, and I was thinking of a song to tell you. In a New York minute, anything can change. The Rangers just won 3 games in a row. The Knicks are 7-0 at the Garden. And you got your New York Jets that are going to win tonight, guaranteed. That's maybe like a Chris Childs guarantee. Maybe not. It's not going to be a Mark Messier guarantee. But I think they are wearing those Ninja Turtle uniforms tonight?
I don't know. I haven't seen the uniforms they're wearing, but it is true that in a New York minute, everything can change.
Of course.
And the last 2 wins the Jets have gotten have been used with excuses like, well, the Bengals can't stop a nosebleed, or the Cleveland Browns are hard.
Which is also true.
It is true. Oh, I'm not denying it. Right. They've come with qualifications, and those qualifications aren't necessarily untrue. The Bengals can't stop a nosebleed, and the Cleveland Browns are the Browns. Completely true. Now, the Jets still needed to win those football games, and they did, but they've come with qualifications. This is the kind of win that doesn't come with qualifications. Mm-hmm. You go to Foxborough and beat an 8-2 football team. I mean, you could try to create them like, well, it's a Thursday. I don't know, anything can happen.
Right.
But the reality
is missing three of their best players type of thing.
And the Jets are too.
Of course.
It's one of those wins.
And they traded two of their best players.
That's right. It's one of those wins that's, it changes everything. Now, what does it change? Not the playoffs, but I think it changes the perception. I think it changes what we say. I think the talk, not just from Jet fans, but non-Jet fans about they need to lose, they have to get a quarterback. I think when you beat the Patriots and win a game like this, if they can pull it off, it goes to a bigger place, which is, wow, I have something.
Yeah, if you win this game, it all of a sudden becomes, it's not about now, it's about next season, and you're just building for the next 7 weeks to get to next season. And how exciting is that going to be, especially with all the draft capital and all of the equity that you build up by beating a team that you're not supposed to beat. So, I mean, that's what's at stake at these games. I don't think the players think of it that way.
No.
They're just going out and trying to execute a game plan, and maybe some of them feel the rivalry, but there's not a lot that have a long history here. But I think, honestly, from a player standpoint, it's we just have to find a way to beat them. From a fan standpoint, it's this means so much more if we do.
There is another thing that happens if they win this game. And I'm so honest about my hypocrisy on this. When it comes to analyzing what coaches say after games, whether it was Brian Daboll or Aaron Glenn or Robert Saleh, I will criticize the way and the tone of things that are said. But I always end it by saying, you know what? You just got to win. That's right. The name of the game. Aaron Glenn lately has been very, you know, douchey with the media. But he's been winning.
Yes.
And so I know that when we've talked about it, I've taken a tone of, it's kind of funny. The more they win, the douchier he's probably going to be.
Glenn is a weird guy.
And the more entrenched I'll be in defending it. Because then I'll start to find it hilarious.
Right.
When they lose, it becomes obnoxious. That he's a weird guy. Like, it starts to go the other way when you're not winning. But if they win this game, and now you're talking about a three-game winning streak, and let's say he slaps around with Cimini tonight
right.
or tomorrow, and then he gives Brian Costello a wedgie, like, I know I'm going to enjoy it. Right. I'm going to laugh and be like, this is great.
Aaron Glenn's a douche.
So I think that the other thing on the line tonight is that douchey factor.
Right.
You can get away with more when you win.
Well, that's, I don't think he's trying to be douchey. I think he's trying to just be who he is. It's just his personality. I think he's a little bit ornery. And we, someone called yesterday and said this is how he was in Detroit, too. So it's just who he is.
It's his personality.
I'm sure he played that way. It's why he was a good player. Because he wasn't, I mean, cornerbacks are unique in and of themselves simply because of the isolation that they play a lot of the games in. Mm-hmm. So, especially in his era where he's dealing with every diva wide receiver known to man, they don't really exist that way anymore, but at least retort, like trash talking wise. But, I mean, you had to be that way. It's just who he is. It's how he knows football.
We'll get back to your phone calls. We'll get you set for what is a big night tonight with the Jets against the Patriots. More on the Giants as the show rolls on as well at 888-808-1019. And when we come back, did Mike Brown commit a crime against sports coaching Manatee? We'll discuss it coming up. It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.